Craig, how did you, I mean, AS Roma wanted him, Swansea City wanted him, Watford wanted him, Premier League teams. How did you guys be able to retain this guy?
Yeah, I wasn't really involved in all of their needs. I was only involved in ours, and you know, we've been studying the Dutch league quite a bit in the last 12 months. Albert's a player we noticed quite a while ago. I didn't know much about his contractual situation, and so at the end of the year when we made some other roster moves, prioritized this move, and he came to our attention, got in touch with his representation, and it was really a good process. It was really healthy, and Albert was heavily involved in it, but the agents, his representation and I got together, and it became very real very quick. And within the last couple of weeks, it all added up.
Where do you think he fits in with this team? Is obviously there was a big void left with Javi leaving. Has he stepped right into that playmaking midfielder role?
Yeah, you know, his role in the Eredivisie for the last couple of seasons has been as a 10. He's a very mobile player, so he does find his way into the channels a bit, and we'll probably try and keep him in the center channel a bit more than he's been. But you know, he's been playing at a very high level at the attacking midfield position, and that's exactly where he fits for us. He's a quite a great complement with regards to distribution and activity and involvement. His technical ability in terms of being surrounded with Europe top Plata, guys like Jordan Allen, like Sebastian Saucedo, like Ricardo Velasco on the other wing, you know, with additions to come, this is the perfect fit for us at this moment.
Craig, he's only 22 years old, I think, right?
Yeah, he's quite young.
Comes with a ton of experience. Comes from the Man City
Academy.
You know? And that's a huge pickup for you guys, really.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to be coy and pretend that it's not a huge pickup, but this is a wonderful player. This is a young gentleman that by all accounts, an American standard at 22. There's very few Americans that have started as many games at Eredivisie and gone through the Man City and actually worn the Man City jersey and appeared in a match for them. So this is an amazing development for us as an organization, but it's an aggressive one and a rewarding one, because this is how we feel about ourselves, this is how our fans feel about our club, and this is something I believe we deserve, is to attract players like Albert, and it's coming to fruition now. And I think the performances we'll see from him and as an organization over the next couple of years are going to reflect exactly that.
You've made some big international signings with Burrito and Yura. Would you consider this the biggest international signing Real Salt Lake has ever made?
Well, it's hard to compare. They're all three so different and at certainly at different stages of their careers. But this one certainly ranks up there. It's as exciting. We add him to an already exciting roster, you know. I mean, one of the first things Albert said when he walked in was, "Where's Kyle's locker?" And he just went and stood in front of it. And it was, you know, it was a show of respect from a 22-year-old Slovakian that's played in England and in the Netherlands to have that kind of respect for not only Kyle, but, you know, he knew exactly when he looked at Raimondo and some of the lockers in there, he just went in and soaked it in, and it was quite a moment yesterday to just watch this young man understand not only what he's going to bring, but what he's walking into. And we're all very excited, and the fit is just as good as all of those. It feels just as good. It's as important to our organization as any signing's been.
He's just beginning his MLS career. There's another guy who may be ending his MLS career soon that had been rumored to be in talks with you. Can you give us some update on Landon Donovan?
Not sure who you're talking about. There's continued discussions. There's obvious interest. You know, Landon will draw interest from a multitude of clubs. There's a lot that goes into every single thing and every conversation. There's nothing to speculate on now, but healthy discussions and obviously, you know, another just a wonderful human being, and obviously a guy we're interested in, along with probably 90% of the rest of the world.